First, you're sort of first. Does it matter?
No, I think women dominate publishing, education, a huge number of women in NGOs. The media is incredibly female-dominated, and we are over all sorts of influential and important industries. Politics is a male game. It suits the male psyche. I don't think it matters that there aren't more MPs.
Lynn Featherstone, it's a male game. It's not really one for women.
I totally disagree. We may not be playing the game as well as the men yet, but we certainly need to be there. It absolutely matters that women are in politics and also getting into the positions where decisions are taken. Because, you know, men and women are different. And if you have all men making those decisions, they can tend to go for those things which are most important to them, which may not be considered. I saw it best when I was chair of transport at the London Assembly on transport decisions, because there was a lot of, you know, the big macho projects about who's got the biggest airport or who's got the longest train. Very keen on that. When it comes to the domestic routes, you know, walk to school, shopping, hopper buses, those kind of things. If there are no women making those decisions, then it can get overlooked.
Yes,
and both halves of society need decision makers from both genders, not just women, not just men.
But Lynn, there are huge amounts of women in politics. They're just not necessarily MPs, lobbyists, you know. Your own leader has a woman chief of staff. You know, Sunai. I mean, we see women all over the place. It's just they don't actually want to be that front of house manager. They don't want their lives to be so public. They want to have more discreet influence.
Well, I don't feel that discreet influence is necessarily enough. There are women in those positions, but I think it's very important, both in terms of making the decisions and also in terms of role models as to what you can achieve in life. There should not be any no-go areas because circumstances don't allow or our lives are different, so we have different responsibilities. And, you know, it is quite true that women have career gaps for children and caring responsibilities that not all men do. And many of the men in Parliament have wives looking after everything for them.
And many of
but
the women
in Parliament
challenging have
this.
Partners. Many of the women in Parliament have partners who work for them.
Who work for them, they do.
Yes, but, exactly. So it's about finding that relationship which
but
can
that's down
allow
to the individual, Kirsty. I mean, the problem is that the bigger picture actually is more important in terms of decision-making and
okay,
the composition
well,
and the representation of people in this country.
Let me just pick you up on the bigger picture then. You must be rather disappointed to see that the new government has a proportion of what, about one in six of its ministers and only four out of nearly 30 ministers in the cabinet being women.
Yes, I am. Judge on your
argument.
Yes, no, I am very disappointed. And
so what did you say to the Prime Minister about that when he offered you this job?
We must do better in terms of, if you look at the Liberal Democrat, well, if you look at the negotiating teams, you know, they were male and pale. And I think, you know, that is an issue. But if I look at the five Liberal Democrats, including Nick Clegg, who have gone into the cabinet, they are, and this is one of the difficulties, they are extremely talented, extremely experienced, and the heavy hitters in the Liberal Democrats. So the issue is, how do you get women through the ranks of Parliament to those positions where they're
but
then in a
Lynn,
position to be in the cabinet?
Women have to want this. Are you saying that masses of women are standing for selection as PPCs and not being selected? Because I don't see women of my generation rushing forward. As I say, I see them in the media, in NGOs, in education.
Yes, but Kirsty, do you not think that's part of the old politics? I think Parliament has always looked very off-putting to women because the way it is conducted, the sort of yaboo bullying
politics. It
doesn't have to be like that.
It does. To get yourself into Parliament, you have to stand out in the street and you have to say, believe in me, vote for me. You have to be very upfront. You have to seek fame, which is
Kirsty,
a whole other issue.
I hate to disagree so publicly, but I think it's about caring about people and standing up for people and taking their issues and taking them forward. And if you do that and you stay yourself, just be yourself, you can be a politician if you're a woman. If the environment around Parliament...
But you have to want to be it.
Well, of course you do, but there are plenty of women who do want to be it.
But that's what I'm asking you. Do you think they're being knocked back? This is the question. Is this about women standing and being knocked back, which is disgraceful, or is it about actually women wanting to find influence more quietly, more gently in other ways?
You may be right that there are less women than men who want that in the most obvious way. But nevertheless, there are plenty of able and talented women who do want it, who are coming through the ranks slowly now. I mean, the Conservatives have made great improvements in their number of women coming through in this Parliament. Sadly, the Liberal Democrats have not. For we did actually have able women in place, winnable